This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pikes Peak Cog Railway is open after closing 4 years ago for $100 million worth of improvements. It has new tracks and cars to reach the top of Pikes Peak. Spokesman Ted Johnston says the test run was exciting.
People waving to all of us on the platform as the train departed. It was really just like, we've done it. We're here. And there's no turning back.
The new Pikes Peak Summit Visitor Center is set to open next month. Recent heavy rains and above normal precipitation over the last couple of months have taken a bite out of drought conditions. The biggest improvements are in the northeast and pockets of southeast Colorado. Parts of Pueblo and Huerfano counties are now drought-free, but west of the Continental Divide, nearly a third of the state is still seeing extreme and exceptionally dry conditions. Public schools may see nearly 10% increase in average per pupil spending next year. The School Finance Act restores reductions made to education last year. House Education Committee Chair Barbara McLaughlin.
We are giving additional assistance to support our most vulnerable students. We are growing our mental health services and seeing the return of many grant programs,
including dropout and bullying prevention programs. Meanwhile, this year's budget still withholds $500 million from K through 12 schools in order to meet other budgetary priorities. You're listening to CPR News.